Bunchy top arrived in infected banana planting material in 1913, and it was introduced into the Tweed River in New South Wales and just over the border in southeast Queensland. And it caused, over about the next 6 or 7 years, it caused massive devastation of the industry. Some 40,000 acres destroyed by it. They didn't know what caused it. They didn't know it was a virus. They thought it was a nutritional thing or some bad problem. And it took one scientist, Dr. Charles McGee, to find out what caused it, how it spread. It spread by a banana aphid and in planting material. So that formed the basis of the whole science in Bunchy Top, and all our eradication programs since then have been aimed towards that.
The industry in that southeast Queensland, northern New South Wales region never recovered from the outbreak back in the 20s, did it?
The banana industry moved to North Queensland because they could grow bananas more economically, flatter land, bigger acreages. But it has restricted the expansion in southeast Queensland. But the industry is still surviving and growing different varieties. Now, they started by employing inspectors to find the disease and destroy it. And that was very successful in the late 1920s, early 30s. And then they thought they had control of it, and they just relaxed, and it spread again, and it's been contained but not eradicated in all that time. And we're now starting in 2009, starting a project which is estimated to take about 10 years plus, but to eradicate it from Australia, and we've made terrific progress so far.
Okay, so if I've got a banana plant in my backyard, what should I be looking for?
Oh, if the plant's stunted and doesn't produce a bunch, and there's a lot of people think, oh, it's just unthrifty or it needs fertiliser or something, that could be Bunchy Top. But the new leaves are shorter and more narrow and more upright, hence the name Bunchy Top. So the plant has to be eradicated and killed. You can replant straight away once the plant's dead, but you must use clean planting material.
So it doesn't live on in the soil. Your area for growing's not ruined.
No, but your next door neighbour is probably the biggest threat. If you take planting material that may not be showing symptoms but could be infected, if you take material from them and use it yourself, then you're spreading it. And that's what's happened in southeast Queensland.
So how much of a threat to the commercial industry are all these backyard bananas?
A big threat, you know. I feel confident we can eradicate it in commercial plantations, but the educating 800,000 people about the risk of Bunchy Top's a big problem. We must keep it out of North Queensland, and we've had a study that showed that we could spend up to $17 to $27 million a year to keep it out of North Queensland. That's money well spent.
Because the banana industry is worth so much.
Yeah, yeah. And if it gets in up there, end of story.
So if I've looked at my banana plant and I think it is looking a bit dodgy, what should I do and how quickly should I do it?
Well, it would help if people contacted the 1-800 number for the Bunchy Top hotline, but we haven't got the resources to check every banana plant out in southeast Queensland at this stage, but we're doing it in a targeted village-by-village approach. And that way we can get through and make sure we eradicate it strategically rather than a hodgepodge ad hoc way. So I don't want people to sort of inundate us with too many inquiries, but just be aware and let us know that you have bananas that you're concerned about, and we'll get to those when it's their turn.